tumbling down.
I do. This is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. Well, stand by, you landlubbers. Let's shake off the dust for a change and pick up a little salt. So clear the gangway and haul in the lines. Those bow legs have got to be sea legs now.
A capital ship for an ocean trip was the Walloping Window Blind. No wind that blew dismayed her crew or troubled the captain's mind. The man at the wheel was made to feel contempt for the wildest blow, though it often appeared when the gale had cleared that he'd been in his bunk below. And the boatswain's mate was very sedate, yet fond of amusement too. He played hopscotch with the starboard watch while the captain tickled his crew. And the gunner we had was apparently mad, for he sat on the after rail, and he fired a salute in the captain's boot in the teeth of the booming gale. Then blow, you ensign, oh, a roll, then I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with the boxing glove 10,000 miles away. The captain sat on the commodore's hat and he dined in a royal way. Off toasted pigs and pickled figs and gunnery bread each day. And the cook was Dutch and behaved as such, for that he fed the crew. Was a number of tons of hot cross buns served up with sugar and glue. All nautical pride we laid aside and we ran the ship ashore on the gulpy isles where the foo boo smiles and the rubble dee up dugs roar. And we sat on the edge of a sandy ledge and shot at the whistling bee. And the cinnamon bats wore waterproof hats as they dipped in the shiny sea. So blow, ye winds, high o, a roll, then I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away. On rough bark from morn till dark, we dined till we all had grown uncommonly shunk when a Chinese junk came up from the torrid zone. She was chubby and square, but we didn't much care, so we cheerily put to sea. And we left all the crew of the junk to chew on the bark of the rugbug tree. So blow, you winds, high o, a roll, then I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'm off on the morning train, I'll cross the raging main. I'm off to my love with a boxing glove 10,000 miles away.
The capital ship. All right, Bob, a short cruise, but a happy one.
Yes, it was.
You know, Bob, there's something about the sea that always gets under my skin.
Oh. Sounds pretty serious, Pat. Does it itch or burn?
Maybe it's barnacles.
Yeah, good. Look, Foggy, barnacles are shellfish that attach themselves to something hard, like an Uncle Rock or a plate of steel.
Yeah, go on.
They don't bother nothing alive, only something, well, something dead.
Well, you've been getting by the Undertaker a long time, Pat, lady.
Yeah.
But you can't fool a no barnacle. They'll catch up with you every time.
If you don't want me to catch up with you, Foghorn Farr, you'd better head for the border.
Ah, you took the words right out of my mouth there, Patrick. We're all heading for the border. Right now, we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Rio's blowing, and the longhorn cattle's lowing, where the purple sage is growing, that's the only place I long for, where the lazy crowds are sailing, and the wild coyote is wailing, get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande, and there's a maid so fair, with raven hair, waiting there, to greet this bronco busting cowboy, when the roundup days are over, here comes your cowboy rover, get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande.
Way down south by the borderline, a pretty little girl I've got in mind is waiting,
waiting,
waiting. She said last year she'd sure be mine. I guess right now is a pretty good time for mating,
mating,
mating.
Saddle packs on old Dan's back and strapped against his hide. Sun is bright, the world's all right, so now away I'll ride.
To meet the gal by the borderline and tell her it's just this waste of time. I'm hating,
hating,
hating.
Where the sleepy Rio's flowing, and the longhorn cattle's flowing, where the purple sage is growing,
place I long for, where the lazy clouds are sailing and the wild coyote is wailing. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande. And there's a maid so fair with raven hair waiting there
to greet this bronco busting cowboy.
When the roundup days are over, here comes your cowboy rover. Get along, I'm bound for the Rio Grande.
And now, this message from our sponsor. Now, you may think you can cross your bridges before you get to them, but more often you've got to wait your turn, and you get across the best way you can, especially if it's one wide river. One wide river to cross.
Now, Foghorn!
Oh, the River of Jordan is so wide.
One more river to cross.
I don't know how to get on the other side.
One more river to cross. Oh, one that wide river, River of Jordan, long, wide river, there's one more river to cross.
Satan and the snake in the grass,
one more river to cross.
If you don't mind, he'll get you at last.
One more river to cross. Oh, one that wide river, River of Jordan, long, wide river, there's one more river to cross.
Way down yonder on the river now,
one more river to cross.
The doggone thing full of crocodiles,
one more river to cross. Oh, one that wide river, River of Jordan, Lord. Wide river, there's one more river to cross. One more river to cross.
One more river to cross. Quick, boys, fetch me my water wings.
Good grousing there, Foggy. Hope you didn't get those pipes of yours wet, though.
Yeah, it'd sure be tough if he lost that bullfrog accent of his. You know, Foggy's the only guy I ever heard of that could make a living croaking. How about it?
Just wait a minute. I don't have to croak, son. I still got my fiddle, you know. And you don't see no barnacles hanging on me either.
And now, before our Song of the West, this message from our sponsor. In the grand panorama of the West, every hour of the day paints a special canvas all its own. Sunrise across shadow-lengthened mountains, high noon in a redwood forest, and twilight on the shimmering sands of the desert. Ever-changing, never twice alike, nature shows her masterpieces in a grandeur that only the eye can behold. And for the last, she saves the best. The moon and the stars in a cloudless sky as night falls on the prairie.
The prairie rests at eventide, and small things into shadows hide, for heaven walks the plains tonight. A million stars that knew they should came shining down, for there you stood. A vision bathed in heaven's light.
Night falls on the prairie. Pale shadows of blue are telling me that you of the prairie too. Night made you a moonbeam. When you were done, you were one of its stars.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the Sons of the Pioneers. Be with us again, won't you? So long, huh?